On Radio Row at Super Bowl 57, with a man that needs no introduction in the civilized world, as they once said on Rocky III, I believe it was, David Smith, the NFL's all-time leading rusher and former Dallas Cowboy Hall of Famer. Emmett, I have a lot of guilty pleasures in life. One of them, I love a good frozen margarita occasionally. And this Herradura tequila that you have here,
I guess,
would make a pretty good frozen margarita.
Yes, it
right?
will. And this right here, what I have, what you probably have not tried, is this Legends right here, Herradura Legends,
okay.
which was distilled. The master distillery person was a female, and she built a beautiful, beautiful, top-notch tequila añejo. With Legends.
All right, good stuff. I kidded you about it the last time we were here a couple of years ago. I said, East Texas is mad at you, Emmett. It's still hanging over. About 3 years ago, EJ and Dallas Jesuit knocked out our Longview Lobos from the playoffs.
So yeah.
Come on, man.
Well, every year that Jesuit has made it to the playoff, they had to run into Longview, and Longview have knocked them out. So EJ was part of two losses, I believe, well, at least one loss for sure. But then his senior year, they figured out a way to get it done, and he got it done.
Edmund, my first Super Bowl was right here in Phoenix, Super Bowl 30. Yes, I remember. I think you were there that day.
Yes, I was there. We didn't do much outside of just winning the football game itself. But it was 27 years ago. Right here in Tempe.
What are you most proud of about those Super Bowl teams, looking back on it now?
You know, I think I'm proud of the simple fact that we were able to not only win 3 out of 4, but to retool ourselves and to be focused and committed to that level of excellence where we had the experience of going back-to-back champions. And not many teams have done that in the National Football League. But beyond that, just holding things together in 95. And for Troy, Michael, myself, and our team that was decimated because of free agency, we were able to pick ourselves up and get that third one in. And to do it here in Tempe, was awesome. To do it in the Rose Bowl was great. It was the last time there was a Super Bowl in the Rose Bowl. So we have these unique experiences in the Super Bowl.
Do you ever wonder what might have been? Earl Campbell just drove up. How about that?
What's up, legend?
Speaking of legends.
Yeah, Earl and Tony just came
Earl
in.
Earl and Tony both just came up. How about that?
You got a body going.
You got a body. What up, T? Hey, we got this. We're going to make room for everybody. Come on in.
Earl, I know you. Hello, world.
Yeah. What's happening?
How's everything going? And Tony, I think we've got everybody
turned
up.
How about this?
This is special right here.
There are not that many running backs in the Hall of Fame. Two of them are Dallas Cowboys. Emmitt Smith is here. Tony Dorsett is here. And this guy named Earl Campbell is here. We've got three Hall of Fame running backs here with us on Radio Row, and everybody kind of showed up at the same time. Earl Campbell, who, again, needs no introduction. Tony Dorsett needs no introduction. Tony, good morning. How you doing today?
Man, I'm doing extremely well. I feel good.
You feel good today.
Good day today.
Emmitt, what do you think about these two guys? I mean, you came after
them. There's a hell of a lot of yardage sitting at this table. I know that much. We done ran a whole lot of way, long way.
So you, when you were growing up, I mean, watching these guys.
Yes, sir.
I mean, talk about, you know, maybe what.
Yes, sir.
What kind of role models or what kind of model they formed for you.
But. Well, Earl was the kind. When the small guy like me and Tony, when we had to get big, we need to become Earl Campbell.
Yeah.
And when we needed to be small, we remain ourselves. Earl, he established how you punish somebody and finish your runs.
I learned all that from Jim Brown.
You learned that from Jim Brown?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? You're talking about legacy now. You started with Jim Brown. He learned that from Jim Brown. I learned that by watching – Earl get big when he needed to and finishing and punishing guys that came up to try to tackle him. Dorsett and I also developed the mastery of making guys miss. Yes. Dorsett had, he was fast, and I wasn't quite that fast. So I had to develop some other skills.
Tony, making guys, you went from a Heisman Trophy your senior year to a Super Bowl your rookie year. You know, looking back on that, that's an amazing run,
really,
isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it was a good time for me too. You know, coming in, everybody was thinking, you know, when I came into the NFL, I was about 180 pounds. I was small. And so everybody thought, you know, I couldn't take the punishment of the day-to-day, week-to-week NFL games. And I said, okay, I'll just show you. I'll show you what I can do, okay? But I did pad up a lot. I had extra large shoulder pads. I had girdle pads. I had rib pads.
You could do it when it counted.
That's all that matters.
And I told him, I said, hey, I don't like being here. I'm scared. I run scared.
I went to high school with this guy here. I'm a year younger than him, and his twin brothers are good friends, Tim and Steve.
Yeah.
Earl, I saw something the other day. I saw an old clip of the quarterfinal game against Arlington Heights that on Channel 8 in Dallas, and you guys were running over those guys and looking back on it. I mean, here we are now, and there's a documentary that premieres on Fox Saturday night.
It's called H2.
H2, the perfect 10.
And what
10.
That means is the perfect 10, and it's only been 10 guys in the history of college football and pro football that's been able to win a Heisman Trophy and the Hall of Fame. And my best friend, Tony Dorsett, and I are part of that group.
Yeah.
How special is that looking back on it now, Earl, when you think about
that
it?
That is very special. I do a lot of work in Vegas, and I've been on the road for about 8 days. I've been in Vegas working, and I drove down here. So it's like when you're sitting in a hotel room and you get along and you start thinking about some things that have happened over the years. And when you start talking about HCH, that's a very exclusive fraternity.
Yes, it is. Two of the eight are right here with us, Tony Dorsett and Earl Campbell. Earl, Patrick Mahomes, I mean, speaking of East Texas, I mean, you're the original legend. Mahomes may wind up being alongside you there. How close do you think Patrick Mahomes is being the next East Texas Earl Campbell?
Well, I'll tell you this. It's something that God has blessed us with in the history of East Texas, Tyler. That it's like in the water. People talk about it's something in the water down there. Lee Steinberg says, who looks after Patrick Mahomes' business, that he wishes all of his players were from East Texas. Because how we live, you know, we're not hot shot and we just get the job done. But Patrick Mahomes has done obviously a tremendous job. But we have a guy that plays with San Francisco 49ers, even though he went to OU. He's the biggest man in football. I think he plays left tackle.
Yeah, Trent Williams from Longview.
Yeah. So it just keeps going, right?
Tony, what are you most proud of about this, looking back on it now, being a Heisman winner, a Hall of Famer, and what are you also most proud of about those Cowboys Super Bowl teams?
I'm happy about all of them, you know, because when I came out of high school, out of college, you know, a high school my whole life, I've been too small to do this, too small to do that. You can't do this, you can't do that. And I just said, okay, well, I'll just show you. All that did was throwing fuel on the fire. You know what I'm saying? Because I was small, you can't do this, you can't do that. And, you know, so that was one of the more motivating things that I had to every year I stepped out on the football field. I just, you know, I said, okay, I'll just show you. I'll show you.
Didn't they say that about you too, Emmett, that you were too small and too slow? Didn't I hear that a few times?
Yeah, I heard it most of my life too as well. I mean, all because we weren't the prototypical type of backs. I mean, you have guys that were had good height as well as good size on them. And so when you had a small back, quite naturally, a small back is not supposed to take as much of the pounding as a bigger guy. But a small guy was more elusive. And for me, I just took what God had blessed me with, the ability to make people miss. And not only that, the ability to get big and punish folks when I needed to, and combine those things. And so when you see a guy like Earl or a guy like Jim Brown and a guy like Tony and a guy like Walter Payton, and you see the mix of the two, and you put all that together, a small man can hurt a big man too, just as well as a big man can hurt a small man. It's just a matter of leverage. The game was all about leverage, and that's what I try to do, to use my size to leverage, out leverage someone else. And
I think of mine.
Huh?
I think of mine. I think of mine.
Yes.
Earl, unless I do a quick roundtable. I know you guys have a lot of other places to be. Are you, since Mahomes is one of ours from East Texas, who wins on Sunday? Do you think it's Kansas City or Philadelphia? What do you think?
I'm going to have to go with Patrick because if he can beat a team as good as Cincinnati is with one leg, imagine what he's going to do with two on Sunday.
I like that. All right, David, go ahead.
I think Philadelphia has been built tough. I think they're going to play tough. They're very efficient offensively. They have a solid special teams. And overall, they're representing the NFC and the East. So I got to stay with the NFC side. We want to have as many Super Bowl rings on our side on this equation.
And Tony, you probably hated the Eagles when you played against them, right? They were one of the rivals. What do you think about Sunday?
Well, I agree with Emmett. You know, I like the Eagles, and you're right. They were some tough guys back in the day. You know, the fans were real rude.
That hadn't changed.
The only thing I liked about him was the way, you know, because Coach Landry, you know, he was holier than thou, you know, and they used to call him everything but the Son of God. We used to be down there on the sideline just trying to hide this, just start laughing, you know, but we had a wonderful time. But I said, and I made the statement at one time, I said, the city of brotherly love, my ass.
Again, the documentary, and I'll close it out with this. Again, Emmett here representing Herradura Tequila, and of course, Earl and Tony representing the Fox documentary that premieres on Saturday night called The Perfect 10, H2H, the 10 men who have won the Heisman and are going into the Hall of Fame. Those guys, Roger Staubach, Tim Brown, Charles Woodson, O.J. Simpson, Marcus Allen, Paul Hornung, Doak Walker, and the two guys that we have here, Earl and Tony. And again, The Perfect 10 presented by Prudential. Earl, I kind of let you wrap it up here. We're an East Texas radio station. What do you want to say to the folks back in East Texas?
Would like to tell them that I sure appreciate the way they have accepted the Campbell family that they are in East Texas. And let's keep those great athletes coming.